Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Sam. I hope everyone is having a lovely week so far. Today's Tuesday, and today we're going to be talking about job interviews and how to answer job interview questions. I should say some tips for taking job interviews in English. And I chose this video because I know a lot of people are looking for jobs, looking for internships right now. And also, I think I would give you guys a little bit of a simpler video because this guy speaks kind of slowly, a little bit more clearly. So this should be like a pretty clear pronunciation challenge, not like a talk show or something like that. So let's get on to our challenge. First, practice. You only get a few minutes to impress the interview panel, so make sure that you practice the answers to common interview questions. I'll read that one more time a little bit slower. First, practice. You only get a few minutes to impress the interview panel, so make sure that you practice the answers to common interview questions. And that's it for today. So let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have practice and rehearse. Practice and rehearse. So for the word practice, that is usually translated as 练习. So to practice, of course, you can use this for many different things. You can practice a skill. You can practice a routine. You know, you can practice a lot of things. So this can apply to, you know, learning languages. This can apply to, you know, learning how to play a certain kind of sport or you know, juggling or anything like that. It's, I think, pretty similar to the word 练习. And here I've added another word, rehearse, because in this case, you could also say the word rehearsed. You could say that you need to, you know, rehearse in order to prepare for an interview. And if you're wondering what's the difference between rehearse and practice, I mean, I think rehearse is typically more applied to things where it is sort of structured or there's sort of like a correct way to do something. You may rehearse a performance, so something that you might perform or something like this in an interview where you will be sort of delivering a set answer for these questions, right? So when you use the word rehearse, it kind of gives the idea that there is like a correct way to answer and that you need to rehearse these answers, right? Or practice these answers in order to deliver them back to the interviewer how you want to, right? That is instead of sort of coming up with the answers as you go. But if you rehearse, that means that you kind of know what you're going to say, you kind of know how you're going to respond, and you're just making sure that you know it, that you're comfortable with it, right? So yeah, but make sure that you don't use rehearse for things that are not, prepared or performed. So for example, you can't say, I want to rehearse my English. Right? That doesn't make sense. You can say, I want to practice my English, but you can't rehearse a language. You could rehearse a speech. You could rehearse your lines for a play or for a movie. Right? You can say, oh, let's go rehearse our lines. That means let's go over our lines together. You could also say practice our lines. So I guess if you're ever not sure, the word practice is much more general. So that's kind of the bigger term. And rehearsing is almost like a kind of practicing, you could say. And next we have the word impress, and then impressive, and impression. And actually this word impress, I found this was something that kind of confused me. When I first learned Chinese, I was surprised to see that there wasn't a very good translation for the word impress, as you can see from this very long translation. But the word impress just means that you kind of this is actually another word we're going to talk about. It means you leave an impression on someone, right? You can say, oh, you really impressed me today. That means that what you did today, not only, you know, it made me remember what you did, it left an impression on me, but it also means it was like better than I expected, right? It also has that sort of idea that the performance or the outcome was better than you originally anticipated. You could say, I had no idea she even knew how to cook. So when I ate the pasta that she made, I was very impressed, right? That means that I didn't even think she could cook. I had no idea. So then when the pasta was so much better than I thought, I was very impressed. And that, so you could also say that it was very impressive. So that's our next word, impressive. So if something is impressive, it just means that it makes you impressed, right? It makes people impressed. You could say, you know, he is a very impressive individual, or the way that he stood up to that bully was very impressive. That just means that it impressed me, or it impresses people in general. That's kind of what that means. And for both of these words, I mentioned this before, if you impress someone or if you are impressive, it means that you leave an impression, right? An impression, I think, out of these three words at least, has the closest translation to Chinese, and that would just be 印象, right? So if someone leaves an impression on you, that just means that they did something that was significant or different, something out of the ordinary, whether it be good or bad, usually good, to leave an impression, which means that you remember them, right? It kind of left a mark in a way that that makes you remember that person or whatever they did. Finally, we have question, and questionable. So if you're wondering, Sam, why did you put the word question twice? And the reason I did that is because I wanted to highlight that you can use this word as a noun and a verb, and the meaning is quite different. So the first one, of course, you all know the word question is just 问题, right? Oh, teacher, I have a question. That just means, you know, 老师我有个问题. Or, you know, can I ask you a question? Or this is a very interesting question. I think that everyone is pretty familiar with. But if you question someone, you can also use the verb question as a verb, which means that you are maybe not sure about something. It either means that you are asking about this thing, or it also means that you think that there is maybe something weird about it, that you think you doubt it, you don't believe it. You could say, he was a very nice guy, but I question his honesty. That means that, you know, whatever he did, he seems like a nice person, but I just don't know if he was being very honest. You know, I could say, I question his honesty, or I question his sincerity, something like that. And finally, this is another one that maybe you guys have not heard before, and that is the adjective questionable. Questionable, right? So if something is questionable, it means that you can question it, right? It's like 可疑的. And this can be used in a number of ways. For example, you could say, he is usually a very honest businessman, but his recent deal seems a little bit questionable. That means that, in general, all of his business and everyone he has interacted with has been ethical, and everything he's done has had no problems. There's been nothing, you know, strange or unethical about it. But this recent one, it seems like there's something wrong with it. Something seems strange. It seems a little bit questionable. You know, if something is questionable, it means there might be a problem with it, or there's a reason to believe that there is a problem with it. That's sort of what that means. And that is it for our vocabulary for today. Today's video wasn't too complicated, but there was still a couple good words that we could talk about in there. Hope everyone learned something. I'm going to read our challenge one more time, and then we will wrap it up. First, practice. You only get a few minutes to impress the interview panel, so make sure that you practice the answers to common interview questions. And remember, I said you could also say you make sure that you rehearse the answers to common interview questions, right? That in this case would have the same or a very similar meaning. And that is all we have for today. I hope you guys all enjoyed. Let me know down in the comments, did you find this video useful? And have you been doing any interviews recently? And actually, has anyone done an interview in English? And if you have, let us all know down in the comments how you found it and if you have any relevant tips. I've been doing some interviews recently for VoiceTube, of course, because we are looking for new interns. Make sure you apply if you're interested. And I thought that this video was also pretty related to that. So I thought I would talk about it. Why not, right? Anyway, thank you everyone one final time for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.